Music, industry talk, stories, equipment and more. We are Crossfader and this is Off the Record. Off the Record. Off the Record.
Yes, gang. Yes, gang. Welcome back to this week's Off the Record podcast. It's the dynamic duo.
It's us. We're here.
It's just the Jameses today. It's yeah. Lawrence James and Danny James. We're slowly getting our way of getting rid of everybody. And we're running the shop. There's no one else in this whole building. It's ours. How are you doing, pal?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. We're kind of pumped. It doesn't sound like we are. Let me start. We're pumped.
We're pumped. Yeah,
we just had our big Q2 meeting, which I guess doesn't sound good. Like when you're a proper DJ and stuff, the thought of spreadsheets, data, Q2 meetings sounds awful. But when you're in a business, it's actually really good. And it does go on to what we're going to talk about today, is achieving your goals and where you can be as a DJ if you really put your mind to it and actually set yourself some realistic goals and some big goals.
But
we do every sort of quarter, we set targets, we get realigned where we are, we put in small steps to get to our big steps, and it's something that we're going to talk about today. And we're going to, I put a post out on Instagram saying, where could you be as a DJ in 12 months? And, we've had, some really good guests on last year, and they are a testament to this whole ethos and what this podcast is going to be about. And again, the growth of Crossfader in 12 months, we've got more staff in here. We've got, we're working with more agencies, and we've got a brand new partner I'm going to tell you about as well. So a lot can be done in 12 months. And I think if you're listening to this, you've probably done some incredible things that you just don't stop and think about.
No, you don't.
Because when you're a DJ working for yourself, you're just kind of onto the next gig, or who's the next opportunity? Who's paying me this weekend? I need to, put a roof over my head. So we're going to help you do that. Stop, think, and then try and set you some goals to sort of get in there. This is Off the Record, and I want to bring to you an exciting partnership that you'll see over the next couple of weeks. And it is with the sort of biggest online DJ streaming platform in the world, which is Mixcloud.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Welcome, Mixcloud. So the way this has worked about is they came to us and said, we'd love to do something with you. We love the Crossfader brand. What can we do? And so we put our minds together, and we've basically come up with a sort of a long-term partnership. I'll let you behind the curtain. There is a competition coming. We are recording this live on Thursday, is it the 10th, the 11th?
It's the 11th.
So if you're listening on the following Monday, there will be a competition live with Mixcloud. But what this is basically is, bringing both our strengths together, right? So our sort of mission, our journey as Crossfader, is to teach the world to DJ, help the world to DJ. And one part of doing that and leveling up your career is, getting a fan base.
Yep.
Getting people to listen to your mixes. Ultimately, that's why everyone starts DJing, right? You want to put together mixes. You want to build a social following. And Mixcloud offers the best place for that.
Yes.
I remember, going back sort of 2014, 15, I was uploading a mix every week, every 2 weeks, different types of mixes. I was, obviously SoundCloud was a huge thing then, but then the whole sort of takedown came and, you get 3 strikes on SoundCloud.
Yeah, it got strict, didn't it?
Just got wild.
Yeah.
And then just kicked off. So Mixcloud, built from the ground up by DJs, is, I'm sure you all know what it is by now, but it is a platform where DJs can upload their mixes, grow a fan base, and then right now it's growing into so much more. There's licensed live streaming on there. You can make money from tips and creator subscriptions, and it is a whole ecosystem of you becoming a working DJ and growing a fan base and making more money. So we've got a great partnership coming with them. There's giveaways. They've put a great article about us up. We've put one up about them as well, and all the benefits to it are to using Mixcloud, and they put one up about us, which is very kind of them. If you are listening on Monday, there will be a giveaway. I won't say what it is just yet, but there will be a giveaway happening. But for anyone who's a Crossfader fan, a customer, anybody, if you just go to wearecrossfader.co.uk/blog/Mixcloud, you'll be able to see all of the benefits and features of Mixcloud, and you'll be able to get a 30% off a 6 months pro plan. So in the pro plan is for DJs really want to take it serious.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to talk about setting goals, but for DJs who want to make a living, who are working, let's say 3-4 nights a week, you've got the time in the week to put out content, make live streams, build a connection, fan base, put out mixes. So on there with the pro account, you get unlimited high quality uploads, and remember, no takedowns. So, you know, people have mixes upload problems mixing uploading to YouTube.
Yeah,
we do as well.
Yeah,
TikTok have just kicked off every big.
I still can't believe that
big universal artist.
Yeah.
So you know, right now this is like the only place you can put together a good amount of work. Yeah. and know that it's not going to get taken down. Licensed live streaming. If you go on there now, and if you go on Mixcloud.com now, and you click on the live tab, there's hundreds of DJs live streaming like right now. I know a lot of DJs go on Twitch and whatever, but this is like a hub of DJs, you know, all together live streaming. And they give you like loads of really good tools as well. Yeah. Like when you get in there, there's like a pack where you can have extras added to your live stream as well. You get really detailed engagement stats, something that we geek out about a lot, especially being a big YouTube channel. It can really help you double down. If you're, say you're putting out mixes, right? You're doing a bass house mix, you're doing a techno mix, you're doing a hip hop mix. It's like, right, what are the age group of these people listening? Where are they?
Yeah.
You know, what's getting played the most, etc. And it can like inform your decisions going forward. You get channel customization, so just changing the aesthetics. You can schedule your uploads. And then the biggest one is creator subscriptions, which is earning money through Mixcloud. All of these available on the pro account. So yeah, for more information, wearecrossfader.co.uk/blog/Mixcloud. There's a full guide to, you know, everything that you can find on it. I'm sure people have tried it. And what I want to do now is kind of give you some tips on building that fan base as well on Mixcloud. If you are watching live, we are live. Hello to people on YouTube and Facebook. Any questions you've got, if you're watching live, let us know. Drop them in the chat.
Ask us anything.
Anything you want. Anything you want. Anything goes. Nobody's here. It's just me and him. Yeah. we own the company now. So it's just us two. So before we talk about sort of setting goals and talk a bit more about Mixcloud, I put a post up on Instagram saying, DJs, if you can wave a magic wand, where would you be in a year, right? And we got about 1,000 responses on there, and I went through them. And there was a common theme that I want to address. So let me just read off a couple of them. So one of them was regular gigs, couple of festivals, traveling abroad, playing music that I love. Another one says, having gigs I could never imagine. And then somebody says, rooftop sunset somewhere warmer than here. What's the problem with all them? They're just vague, yeah. Right? They're just super vague.
There's not much to work with.
There's no like vision there. It's like hope, yeah. more than goal. So we've just talked about, you know, us, we having our sort of quarterly meeting, yeah. And at the beginning of quarterly, at the Q1 meeting, we said, right, we're going to, people want a Flex 4 Pro course, we're going to do that. People want an open format course, let's bring a world champion DJ in to do that. And all of that happened. It wasn't like, you know what, we'll sell a few courses, you know, we'll do a few podcasts, we'll put together some content and, you know, see what happens.
You need the steps.
We used to do that.
Oh, we did, oh, for a long time.
We used to do that, and there is a nice creative freedom about that.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, you know, getting serious and not just like being like, oh yeah, I want to play more gigs. It's like, right, what are specific goals? You want to be able to like see it.
Yeah.
And like feel it and know the people you're going to be talking to and interacting with. So if you are watching now live, what is your big goal for the next 12 months? And please be as specific as you can. Put it in the chat and we'll read some out. So yeah, let me read a few more responses out, which were, I think, a bit better in terms of like being spot on. So somebody put, Nina put, I just want to play it at Hall Berlin so bad.
Right, okay.
Like, which is like the biggest techno club in Berlin.
It's like, they're kind of like boiler room, aren't they? With like just a bathroom.
It's like the bathroom, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. But that is a clear vision of where you want to go and what you want to do.
Yeah.
And you can start to work backwards from that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not going to be out in bars and restaurants playing open format DJ sets, are you? Like, and be able to get in the Hall Berlin, which is, that bathroom setup where they play mad techno music. But you can then go, right, okay, Hall Berlin, let's look at the last 10 DJs who have been on there. Right, okay, I'm going to message these DJs now.
Yeah.
How did you get on there?
Yeah.
You know, who do you want to contact? Yeah. And then it won't be, if you've got a decent following, which this person who messaged has,
yeah,
they you know, they want people who've got a good fan base as well. So it starts to look a bit differently as opposed to being like, I'd love to play there. It's like, okay, it's, you know, you're probably only a couple of conversations away from it. Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm talking about getting specific. Hecking Music put, being able to live comfortably off DJing and quit my current job. Again, it's okay, but again, it is what, you know, how much do you make currently? And how many gigs do you need to live off your current job?
Yeah.
You know, if you're making $40,000 a year, do you need three gigs a week? Do you need two gigs a week? Yeah. You know, can you survive off, you know, one gig a week and putting your hours down? It's like, instead of just hoping something happens, what is the plan here?
Yeah.
You know, because you can't just be like, right, I've got two gigs now, quit my job. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, actually, I'm only making 20 grand a year.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying about setting specific goals and like seeing it and like writing down the action plan, because it's all good. I think most people who have a job, want a DJ, would want to leave their job. But maybe then you look at it, you write it all down, you look at the figures, you go, actually, if I keep my job, maybe drop down to 4 days a week, and I do DJing twice, I'm actually going to double my wage here.
Yeah.
And I can still do both things. I like my job. And by writing it out and planning it, you actually start to see it and visualize it and start to make a plan. Another one I liked was from Nerman Official. It says, weekdays playing disco and house, weekends playing progressive and trance, Sunday detox. I like that.
Nice, I like a detox.
I like your vibe.
Yeah. Bit of balance.
I like that, yeah.
No, that's
nice. Yeah. No DJ ever starts off saying, yeah, I'd love to, you know, but my favourite thing I want to learn is like just to like chill on a Sunday. But once you get into it.
You need it.
You need it. But I like I do like that's getting a bit more specific, right? It's like, okay, these are the type of gigs I want when, and the type of gigs I don't want when. It's like, yeah, I want to be playing the house. And it goes, a lot of open format DJs will have this, right, where you'll have, yeah, open format gigs through the week, maybe big student nights, and at the weekend you might be able to play your favorite hip hop show or your favorite house or your favorite techno club, and that's great. Again, putting it into a plan.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. This one was from a beginner, which is I'll want to give some advice to. Preetish Sharma says, I don't know about 12 months. First, I need to start. Still struggling with it at this point. Everyone is advising do this, do that, but not the right direction. I think I have to find it by myself, which seems difficult, but I'll try and do this for short in my way. What are some great tips to just get started? And there's so much abundance out there of information.
Yeah.
How can they get out of their own head and start?
It can be an overload when you're first starting out. I think just taking that first step into something will help you find your feet. Like I say, it can just be like a total, like, see, like a sea that you're lost in of information, but just go step by step, take your time, but just make that step, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, and there's so many free resources now, you know, YouTube, and, you know, obviously our courses are step by step, so hopefully it takes some of the overwhelm away from you. That's the whole reason they're built. But just like we talk about today, if you can sort of see the end goal, you can start to make that vision a little bit clear, because you're probably scrolling on Instagram and there's DJs in Boiler Room, there's DJs in Berlin, there's DJs at Coachella, and you're like, I just don't know how I'm going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Whereas really, all you need to go to the shop and buy a Flex 4. Yeah. Like that, you don't need to be thinking about your Boiler Room set in 12 months. Your thing is, what can I do today? And it might not even be going out and buying a Flex 4. It might be like, I've got a laptop here, I've got a phone. You know, how do I DJ on my phone today?
Yeah.
And start from there. Is it even for me? Some more great ones here. Tyler says, playing at Solid Grooves UK.
Yeah.
Again, that is specific. It's a specific brand.
Yeah.
That means your content, your branding is going to come across in a certain way.
Yeah.
You're going to start to build connections in that scene.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be able to follow all the people at DJ at Solid Grooves.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to message them. How did you get this set?
Yeah.
Who do I need to speak to? Here's a few mixes of mine. Here's my TikTok. Here's whatever. Build a connection.
But it's the right vision to have in it, because you already know what type of DJ you have to be on that sort of thing. Yeah. So it's a good starting point straight away.
Another one, Ariana says, playing at High Ibiza for Afterlife.
Jeez.
It gets more specific, but that's perfect.
Yeah,
you can work backwards from that. And, you know, I think that anyone who's maybe just starting out or wanting to DJ in Ibiza, it might sound weird to say this, it's not as hard as you think. And what I mean is, you think about DJ in Ibiza, you think about High, you think about Amnesia, right? But per capita, there's more clubs in Ibiza than there is anywhere probably in the world. So if your dream is to go and DJ in Ibiza, it won't be that hard if you're making the right moves, right?
Yep.
You've got to put the work in, right? You've got to have decent socials, start to build connections over time.
Yeah.
But working backwards and playing for a brand at high in Ibiza isn't as far away as you think it is.
Yeah.
But graft comes up with that as well.
A lot.
You know, yeah. we had Chapter and Verse on, you know, he started DJing 3 weeks because he had a good network already. He was able to DJ with Medusa and then stuff spiraled for him. I remember we had Joe LaBelle on a podcast. I remember being at a festival with him and he was an open format DJ playing pretty much the biggest sets you can get locally.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm just going to play hip hop and R&B right now. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to stop this playing house. I'm going to stop playing drum and bass. That's all I'm going to do. He took the hit because of what there wasn't 7 days a week of hip hop nights.
No.
Took the hit, went on the long road, went through a whole COVID, and now he's just done his own headline show in our town. So sacrifices, a vision and a sacrifice is what sometimes is needed.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at a couple more. This is from Sarah Masters. I don't know what's next. I'm a full-time working DJ, very consistent gigs. I'm happy with my residencies. I guess what's next is learning to scratch and producing, making a good song, but I've never done that. Again, it's like you don't actually know where you want to go, do you? You're saying like you want to scratch, I want to produce.
Yeah.
You're doing the things that you think like DJing is.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, what is the goal for me here?
Mm.
Like, because if I want to be a producer, scratching doesn't even need to come into it.
No. Nah.
You know what I mean?
No. Nah.
If I want to be a scratch DJ, producing doesn't need to come into it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's all right having a consistent run of gigs. And like you say, if you write down your path, and actually, this is perfect for me. I've got 4 or 5 nights a week, comfortable. This is actually all I want. Then you'll realise that, as opposed to being like, I should be wanting more now.
Yeah.
Do you know? Whereas some people are just comfortable where they are, but it's some people feel that, all right, I'm comfortable now. I should be aiming to go to the next level. And maybe it's not for you. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Then we've got somebody put, this is the best one, right? This is how a goal or a manifestation or something is. I want to be playing at Capital FM Dance Ball next Christmas time on the main stage behind James Hype. Singing a track that I've made that has reached the top 10 and on the charts.
Wow.
That's how goals are set, right? And I mean, yeah, there's big goals and there's bigger goals, but that is how visions and goals are set, because you can, again, it's all about working backwards and seeing a specific area you want to go down.
Yeah.
Because anything that takes you off that path it doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
I don't need to be taking a scratching lesson if that's my vision is to play on a commercial dance stage.
Yeah.
I don't need to be getting involved in, you know, techno scene, underground techno. I don't need to be on Beatport charts.
Yeah.
I'm playing top 10 dance that's on the radio.
Yeah.
That's my lane. Anything else, I don't need to go there.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean about setting goals. We talk a lot about, you know, how to get gigs, DJ course. But the way that I would want you to structure it is you've got 12 months, right? I want you to set short-term goals and then which are what you can do today, next week, you know, or this month. And then I want you to do some medium-term goals, like 3 to 6 months, to sort of start getting you towards a place that you, like, want to be at. So, like, short-term goals would be, you know, let's set up a TikTok, right? Can I get 100 more Instagram followers in this week? What would that take, right? Which wouldn't take much, right? Take a couple of reels. Can I make 5 mixes for Mixcloud next week, you know? That is an easy one to do. You don't need a camera. You don't need any visuals on you. You can just organize your playlist, play music you love, but just get into the habit of uploading to Mixcloud or wherever you want to, week in, week out, and build that muscle up. And you'll start to see results. Can I take a DJ course this week to improve my skills, a gigs course or a scratch course or whatever it is specific to my goals? Can I buy, like this guy as well, can I buy some equipment today? Do I even have a controller?
Yeah.
You know, can I buy a camera? You know, we'll start making content. Can't do that without a camera. Let's review some cameras. Can I do that like today? Can I find out, again, going back to where you want to DJ, who DJs at the club that I want to DJ at?
Yeah.
Who is that DJ or who is the manager?
Yeah.
Who is the promoter? Can I just message them today? And then you go to your medium goals, which are like 3 to 6 months. Going to take a little bit of time, but this is why we work sort of backwards. So 3 to 6 girls would be like, I want 2,000 more Instagram followers. I want to have filmed like 50 pieces of content, and you could start to map them out in a calendar. I want to have built a network of 5 to 10 new DJs, new DJ friends, promoters, that kind of thing. I want to have like 1 to 3 new gigs, get myself a new weekly residency, post 20 to 30 mixes on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can start to see how a goal actually just becomes a motion of steps.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Then it doesn't, it's not like this hope of like, you know, I see somebody online, it's like, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
I was going on Instagram today and this guy I've started following, he goes, he was like, day one of me trying to get a boiler room set. Right. I think he's on day 70 or something.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, he's going
to
get one.
Yeah. It'll happen though. That's the thing. It's like, I know we've referred to it before, but like the whole James Hype thing is like, James Hype probably for the longest time had a vision, right? I want to be this big headliner, but he's done all the other things that you need to do to get to that point. He's done the residencies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he will have done those gigs at bars that would be absolutely dead. It's like, it's stuff that you don't see, but it has to go in to get to that point.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
Remember when Annabelle was on our podcast and she was, again, in a situation where, you know, she was quite good at putting out the content, but the gigs weren't rolling in. So there was this like moment where she was basically going to have to go get another job. And then she was like, you know, I want to be like, I can't remember the DJs. There were a couple of DJs she mentioned. This is the lane I want to go down now. And, you know, she's absolutely blowing up now. Just announced a few Ibiza shows. So congratulations to Annabelle. So you can, just like we started off saying, you know, us having a company meeting, it's like running a business. Like, no business just starts off the day on a Monday morning and goes, well, just see what happens.
Yeah, don't happen.
We used to do that, like I said. It used to be amazing. She used to come in his office and be like, let's press record and put out a few mixes. But it's very much more systemized now.
It's different now. Should we hear some?
Have we got some?
We've got some
in the
chat.
Let's go.
Okay, so from Miss Cleo says, in the next 12 months, I plan on releasing some more music. I'd also like to find a booking agent to help me get some techno gigs outside of Canada. So I'm guessing by the sound of that, she's got some techno gigs where she's from, but she's looking to branch out a little bit.
Cool. So again, what kind of music are you going to play? What kind of like tracks? How many? Yeah. And like these gigs outside of Canada, where are they? What clubs are there?
Yeah.
You know, what are these techno clubs outside of Canada? You know, I remember going back a few years when I was sort of at the height of my DJ career, I really wanted to play at two festivals. I wanted to play at Creamfields. I wanted to play at some O2s. And I literally just reached out to a booker from Creamfields, put him in touch with my agent. I got that booking. And then I reached out to an artist that had an up and coming tour, asked if I could DJ O2. And it was stupid as it sounds. It was like 2 or 3 conversations.
Yeah.
But I was specific about what it was. It wasn't just like, let's see who's booking.
Yeah.
So just be more specific again.
Sorry, not that one. Someone said just Tomorrowland. This is, you're going to be more granular than this, I think.
Yeah.
So like Tomorrowland, there's how many stages? Like 10 stages at Tomorrowland. What's your sound like? Which stage do you want to be on? Like, who are the artists that you want to be playing with? This is what we're trying to say, is just get it a little bit more granular than that, I'd say.
Yeah, 100%. Like you say, what stage? Because that dictates, you know, am I in a tech house stage or am I in a progressive stage?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Then it dictates, right, I'm going to start making a load of mixes of tech house. I'm going to do, you know, I love Fisher and I'm going to start making that content. I'm going to follow everyone that comments on Fisher's posts.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It starts to become just a process of elimination and a process of tasks every day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we've got this guy here who's saying, I'd love to get back into producing and be a part of Selection. So already Selection, he knows where he wants to be. This is the thing. It's like a scene already.
I kind of share this vision. I have really got on board with Selection at late.
Great.
Oh, if you don't know, it's like soul R&B radio.
Just with dance vibes in it. It's just electronic and like...
What was the rest of his... is he gone?
No, he's here still. He said, then I want to grow my Pan-African party in somewhere in Thailand and have another high-paying gigs in Thailand and internationally. So...
Pretty good.
It's looking good.
Yeah, it's looking good. Specific, again, right side. The brands that you want to align with, the way you see yourself, the area that you're at, the sort of parties you want to do.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah.
We like it.
My bucket list item is playing at a house spot. So
too vague.
Too vague. You need to find these spots. Who's the promoter? Yeah. What's the venue? This is what you need.
Surely it's like, you know what club you want to be at. You've been to this club.
Yeah.
Like, you've been there, or you've seen it online. You know, you see the Bergen, you know, you see High Ibiza, you see MK and Idris Elba in the toilets of, was it High?
I think it's
Ushuaia, wherever it is. You see them at these clubs, and you're like, there, That's me, you know. Use AI to put my face on Idris Elba's body. That's who I want to be. And it's, again, you know, I've said it multiple times, but then it becomes a series of steps as opposed to a bit of a hope. And yeah, look, 12 months is a long process, but this is why you sort of break it down into little Q1, Q2, short-term, medium-term, long-term goals.
So when you were becoming a DJ, did you have like a set amount of time as a goal, or was it just like...
No, I was pissing into the wind for yeah, but I wasn't going anywhere,
right? Okay.
You know, so I was doing residencies for, let's say, 10 to 12 years,
yeah,
on and off, you know, pretty steady. Yeah. You know, I remember there was like I said it in the podcast before, there was a turning point where I lost all my gigs in like a week,
yeah,
and then that was when, it's, you know, it's amazing what a bit of inspiration could do when you've got no money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was when I was like, what is this? You know, who am I? Do I want? That's when I went to Next Level. And I remember literally I lost all my gigs. Mm. And then I went out the day after and I bought a £300 camera.
Right.
Because I was like, it's got to be content. Otherwise, I'm just going to be stuck here.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then, you know, I had the best 2 years of DJing in my life.
Nice.
But you know, there wasn't many outlets like this. There wasn't many discussions like this going on of how do you set goals and win and stay motivated.
Yeah.
It was you figuring it out on your own.
Yeah.
Which is why communities like this are amazing, because we can have these conversations.
For sure.
It was that, you know, you'll have been yourself, you know, you get a few gigs and you're just kind of in it then. You're in it for the ride.
Yeah.
Paying my bills.
Yeah.
Getting drunk with my mates.
Yeah.
And there just comes to a time you're like, well, what is this? What is the next level?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's always those gigs that you're going to do that are, you know, kind of, like you say, paying the wages and getting you by. But then from that, whilst you're doing them, you're still actively DJing, but you can think, right, where do I want to take this from here? Like, you might be in a gig and be like, I don't want to be in this forever, but it gives you that vision of where you want to be.
Yeah,
it's a good place to be, for sure.
Have you got any more?
We've got a couple, yeah.
You read that out. I'm gonna go over and jump on the decks and we're gonna get stuck into that.
Oh, we got a game as well.
You read that one out and answer it.
Bucket list: residency in Ibiza or Bali or Thailand one summer. That's all I need. So yeah, cool. It's another goal, but like we say, just look at those places that you think, right, that's where I need to be, and then go from there. But it's not impossible. So we're going to jump into a game. We've got Loz over here on the club setup.
Am I here? Are we here?
We can see you.
Can you hear
it's
me?
Looking good.
Can we hear that?
Oh, we can hear it.
Lovely stuff. Right. It is our latest game. If you're new to the podcast, we want to build up your playlist, and we want to give you some juicy new tracks, some new edits every single week. People have been loving this. The Discord has really got engaged with it. Every week we post the tracks in our Discord. And every week one of us will come with five to six, seven new tracks. And we're going to discuss what genre it is, energy rating, would you add it to your playlist, would you put this in your set, where would you play it, and hopefully give you a bit of an insight into building up a playlist over time, and just giving you some like fresh music, essentially. Are we ready for track one?
I'm absolutely ready.
Let's go with it. Genre wise, first of all,
it's house.
Yeah,
it's definitely house.
Yeah, quite basic.
Yeah.
So this is the Fred Again track, Stay In It, with Little Yachty.
Little Yachty, yeah.
This is a Tiger Toes remix.
Nice.
Energy.
I'm playing that peak time.
Are you?
I would. Yeah.
Like an house set.
Definitely. Yeah. I'd put this like that 1 a.m. sort of time, peak time. Nice little remix. I like that. Enjoy it. Are we doing it out of numbers? What are we doing it out of five?
Yeah, energy rating.
I'd give that a four. Four, I'd say.
Yeah.
Four, close to five.
I'd say,
4.5.
It's probably about a four. Yeah, in a house set,
yeah,
it's probably about a five, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to add that to play? Are you feeling it, or do you prefer the original?
I do like the original.
Yeah.
But I love a switch. Something a bit different. So yeah, that's going to my place, 100%.
Nice. This is totally different. I wanted to come through, you know, a lot of sort of garagey bassy stuff week to week, so I wanted to come through with a bit something a little bit different.
I'm already liking these drums.
We're taking it to Africa, baby.
Real bad man.
B.I.G. Fuck with me. Oh God. Whoa. Okay. Ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click.
Oi.
Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Look around.
This is a vibe.
Click, click.
I thought I'd bring some Amapiano piano to the table. Man, yeah.
I love this.
I think where I play it, it's great having introducing the crowd to Amapiano with something they know, and then diving into a few more of the deeper cuts.
Yeah.
Click. Kanye West, Big Sean, Click, and it's the Amapiano remix by Nye, which is N-I-E. All nice. The track lists will be in Discord.
I like that. I'm a fan.
I think in the whole... energy rating's funny, right? Because if you're putting together an energy rating for an Amapiano set,
yeah,
right, then a lot of them that are super chill at like 113, that's the like level anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But where are you in your own sort of playlist? You're putting these in an Amapiano folder, right? Like,
oh, for sure, yeah. Is, right? 100%, yeah.
Yeah. You can go in your Afrobeats as well as a collection, maybe like Afrobeat edits and Amapiano edits.
Definitely.
Yeah, energy sort of 2-3 because it's...
Yeah, I'd give it about 3. I'm probably playing that on like warm-up, but going into... You know when you're like starting to ramp it up, so it's like people are in the venue and people are vibing, but we're like, we're taking it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's where I'm playing that, 100%. Yeah. So that is going to my playlist.
Nice. Right, next one. I know you're going to love this. You heard a clip of me playing it earlier.
Hello.
Tick, tick, tick. So what is the original of this called?
Can you remember? Samir's theme.
Samir's theme, yeah. So this is the Samir Riddim. It's got that.
I love that.
It's got that what? Numatoni Brazilian, I don't know, global sound drums. It's at 116.
It's really nice.
And so open for a vocal. Fly on top of this.
Yeah.
For a second drop too, and also you know what I love as well, it's really short,
is it
2 minutes, nice. 2.5 minutes,
that's all you need. Stop it. Yeah. Do you know, I'm not even kidding. I must have played the Semi's theme in 90% of my sets.
I've heard you play that so many times.
It's one of my favourite tracks.
Even on our channel. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's such a banger. Like, yeah, that's a great remix.
Yeah, Samir Riddim. It's funny, isn't it? Because like energy rating, right? This is the same BPM as the Amapiano track.
Right,
but totally different,
different vibes. Yeah, yeah,
totally
yeah.
Different energy. Yeah. I'm putting that as a 5 on energy.
I would, yeah.
And I would add that to like... It's going sort of Brazilian funk global sounds.
Yeah.
I know it's not quite that.
Yeah.
But in sort of I've got like a global sounds folder.
Yeah.
Where I put that. And again, I'm putting a cappella over that all day.
Yeah. One thing I do, if I can't name songs, one thing that I tend to do is that I go into the comments section within my playlist and I'll just type something like, stop it, or big name, or that is disgusting, or I'll put something like that. Then when I go and type in on my Serato, disgusting, all these sorts of tunes pop up.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I've always done that for a while.
That's
but
a great idea. That's
100% great idea. In the playlist.
Love that. Track list will be on Discord after. Here's the next one. All the things you say. All the things
you say. To me. All the things you say. This is sounding heavy already.
One, two, three.
that, innit?
That's really nice.
Speed Garage.
Yeah.
Speed Garage.
Yeah. It's got that Speed Garage vibe.
Yeah, it has, innit?
Yeah.
Again, that's a, it's a five, and it's peak time.
It's peak time. It's it's one of those tunes that I'm quickly following up with a sing-along, though, because you can't... Like, this is my problem, is I'll play something like that and I'll get carried away and I'm like, right, another banger,
I'm deep into it.
Yeah, I just get too carried away. So, but yeah, that's 100% in the playlist.
I'm going in there, yeah.
Speed Garage vibes.
Let's do this one.
Let's do it. I feel like I'm at a fun fair.
You what?
I feel like I'm at a fair, like a fun fair.
Very fast.
Yeah. Scream if you want to go faster. Oh. Aye.
We're off out.
I'm out. Mate, this bangs.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. Because it's like, because it's got disco in it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
What is this, like disco techno?
I'd say it's disco techno, yeah.
Yeah.
A new genre we just created.
Yeah, I love this, man.
This is 610 Looking For You.
Nice.
Again, SoundCloud, 610 Looking For You. We'll put the track list.
I'm downloading that straight away.
Fast. Is that an Energy 5? I guess it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm playing that peak time, yeah. 100%. I love that.
Yeah, I like that. I've tested it out a couple of times. It's done really, really, really well.
Yeah, that's 100. That's a bit of me. That is straight away going in. I don't know how many you've played, but every single one's going in the playlist.
No idea. Let's go with...
How many more have we got?
You know what? Let's just carry on.
Let's keep going.
Let's just see what happens.
Let's do it.
You'll know this track, but it's obviously an edit.
Okay. Yay! Oh, stop it. Do you know what? This sounds like it could have been done by Skrillex, the edit. It's like a VIP.
The Darby remix, D-A-R-B-Y.
Oh, man, I've got a few tunes from Darby. He's great, yeah.
Come across him a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Skrillex, Leave Me Like This, the Darby remix. Just that... The original version is too heavy for where I play at.
Yeah.
But I still love that vocal.
Yeah, it's great.
And all I did was like, I love this song. I can't play it in my sets. So just went, Leave Me Like This, edit or remix.
Yeah.
Super simple.
Yeah, this is going in the garage folder.
Yeah.
Garage, bass/garage, heavy.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a peak time
peak
again.
Peak time, innit? It's peak
five
time.
Five energy, but yes. In the big playlist.
Let's do one more. We're having a good time.
Let's go. We're treating people this week.
Let's do this one.
Remember, everything that we're playing is going to be in Discord. We'll provide all the track names in there, so make sure you join. All that you get to me, want to me, want to me, want to me, never let you win the, you win the, you win the, you win the, you win the. Yeah.
Well, two-step.
Yeah.
Two-step drums.
You brought the heavy tracks this week.
Eh?
You brought the heavies this week.
I have, you know what? I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is this vocal from a sample pack? I feel like I've heard it a lot.
You've heard it because it's in our sample pack.
That's where it is.
Yeah. it's in our free Crossfader music pack.
Yeah.
So it's called So You Know, by Ethan, E-F-A-N.
Right.
Like garage breaks. I mean,
yeah, garage breaks, bass.
Garage two-step.
All that heavy stuff. But I would play that.
You're playing that?
For sure.
I think like I was gonna come through with some hip hop and stuff, but maybe next week I'll bring some more hip hop vibes and more like I'm a piano and stuff.
Cause yeah,
we're getting into a lot of garage and brake stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, we need to we need to switch it up for the people. We need to give them something else.
Next week we'll do a bit more hip hop and a bit more garage. Yeah, I'll come over. Enjoy that.
Yes, yeah. I did. So
all the playlists and stuff will be in Discord after the show.
Yes, it will. Everything will be over in that Discord. People are enjoying this game. I'm enjoying it as well because I've found some bangers myself, and I like to show tunes to people too. So
yeah, like my last two sets I've been to before I've set off, I've just gone in our Discord and be like, yeah. Oh yeah, what was that track that Jamie played today?
Yeah,
and then played it out. Amazing guys. As always, we like to give you guys some juicy value. Where if you listen to this podcast and you want to take one of our courses, house, hip hop, techno, or you want to be in complete package or anything like that, just go to wearecrossfader.co.uk. If you want to take any of our individual courses, you can get them for 20% off using the code off the record, which includes our new open format course done by Blakey, who was on the podcast last week. He's also, guys, in the middle of doing a scratching course.
Yeah, baby.
We already have a scratching course, but it's more for beginner.
Yeah.
Blakey is a champion DJ.
Literally. That's not even just us saying it. He's an actual champion.
Basically, we can't do that. So Blakey can. And Danny's been editing this week. And I think we've probably wasted 3 days just watching all the routines. Because there's scratching and beat juggling and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And it's wild.
I'm just watching them back like, make it make sense.
It's the only course that we're taking.
Yeah. Someone just said, actually, new to the CrossFader community and recently bought the open format course. Ah, well, big up.
Amazing. Yeah, well, yeah, you'll know Blakey by now. And hopefully he's teaching you a lot of stuff in the course. And like I say, if you haven't taken it yet, you can go and get 20% off with the code off the record at wearecrossfader.co.uk. And as we've mentioned, the track list for the game is going to be in Discord after we finish. Big love, and we'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
Peace.